Right. Good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title 1 CRS. The time is 1:05 and the date is August 7th, 2013. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Aspen Room, 1700 Broadway, on the third floor, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of myself, Suzanne Steyer, Deputy Secretary of State on behalf of Scott Gessler, Dan Domenico, Solicitor General, a designee of Attorney General John Southers, and Sharon Eubanks, Deputy Director of OLLS, designee of the Director of Office of Legislative Legal Services, Dan Carton. Also seated to my left is Steve Ward of the Secretary of State's Elections Division. Today we are meeting to consider a title setting for one hearing. There are two titles for each measure. One is the statement and the other is the statement in the form of question. Changes the board adopts to the title, to the first title in the staff draft, will be considered adopted for the other title. By way of general information, anybody who wishes to testify today, there's a sign-up sheet on the side table. This hearing is being broadcast over the internet from the Secretary of State's websites, and public restrooms are located on this floor. When the title board considers a proposed initiative for the first time, the board will follow three steps. First, board members may wish to ask questions of the proponents. This is to ensure the board understands the proposal. Second, the board will determine if it has jurisdiction to set a title. In particular, the board must determine if the measure complies with the single subject rule prescribed in Article 5, Section 1, 5.5 of the Colorado Constitution and Section 1-40-106.5 Colorado Revised Statutes. This is because the board is prohibited from setting a title for a measure that contains more than one subject. Third, if the board determines that it has jurisdiction to set a title, then the board will use a staff-prepared draft for discussion purposes. A copy of the staff draft is also on the table. Generally, we will take all testimony first, then the board will discuss and vote after all testimony has been completed. A decision is reached by two of the three members of the board. Please note that we are not concerned with the merits of any proposal here. We are only concerned with the setting of titles. Furthermore, we are not concerned with legal or constitutional objections to the measures, except to the extent that such objections relate to the jurisdiction of the board to set titles or to the correctness of the titles and the summaries themselves. Anyone who is dissatisfied with the decision of the title board may file a motion for rehearing with the Secretary of State within 7 calendar days. All right, and we only have one agenda item today. I don't actually have the agenda. It's ballot title number 43. If the proponents could come forward. If you could go to the podium and introduce yourselves, and you do have to get pretty close to the microphone.
My name is Jeremy Mathis.
My name is Lisa Starcher.
And you're the proponents?
Yes, we are the proponents of 43. Proposed initiative 43, yes.
All right. Are there any questions from the board for the proponents?
I just have one question. In the language of your measure, you used the words validity and recognition. And could you just please explain to me the significance and the distinction between those two terms?
The use of valid and recognized, or valid or recognized, is basically synonymous with the original language, which stated that a marriage between a opposite sex couple shall be valid and recognized in the state of Colorado. And we wanted to make that continuous across the board for opposite sex and same-sex marriage.
Is there any meaning to those terms regarding a same-sex marriage here in that's entered into in Colorado versus one that's entered into in another state, and then those individuals come to Colorado?
That is correct. If someone is indeed married in a state that themselves recognize same-sex marriages, then that would in turn be recognized here in the state of Colorado as a legal and valid marriage.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Anything from either of the proponents beyond what you've submitted?
No, we read the staff draft and we agree with the way it was drafted here.
All right, thank you. Do we have anybody signed up?
I don't think so.
No.
Nope.
All right. Okay. Okay, then the staff draft. So the first item is determination of jurisdiction. Any comments from the board?
No, I'd make a motion that I think the initiative contains a single subject and we proceed to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, we'll proceed to title setting. And as it originally reads for anyone at home, it says an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning marriage and in connection therewith, legalizing same-sex marriages in Colorado, continuing to recognize opposite-sex marriages in Colorado, and stating that both types of marriages shall be treated equally in all respects under the law with no legal distinction. All right. Anyone want to start?
I'll go ahead. I guess I don't know, and this isn't a subject area that I'm as familiar with, but I don't know if legalizing, the use of the term legalizing, conveys the concept about being valid and recognized, which is the terminology and the measure. Also, I think it's been the board's practice not to necessarily state what the measure doesn't do, which would be continuation of the opposite sex marriages in Colorado. And so I played around with the language a little bit and thought perhaps we might be able to state it a little differently, but still getting the same concept across. It's something along the lines of granting the same legal validity and recognition to same-sex marriages as currently given to opposite-sex marriages, so that both types of marriages are treated the same under Colorado law. Something along that way, you know, that's maybe a little simpler, but yet gets the emphasis of what's actually being changed across a little better. But those were just my initial thoughts on the draft.
And I was wondering if we could get rid of the in connection therewith and maybe just do it, you know, an amendment recognizing opposite sex marriages as, you know.
Yeah, well, the same thing occurred to me about whether this would be an opportunity for that, for doing it that way, in which case I thought you might even just plug the whole thing in and just say an amendment to the Colorado Constitution declaring that, and then literally put the entire measure in. It's not a very long measure,
right?
Obviously. Go ahead.
So then it would just be declaring a union of same-sex couple or a union and then just on from there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I also thought about a couple ways to make it shorter, but that's one sort of probably the simplest and least sort of mentally taxing approach to it, probably.
I would just say if we're going to do that, maybe strike with no legal distinction. I don't really think it adds.
I think it's duplicative.
Yeah.
I mean, you've already said that they're to be treated equally.
Right. I mean, they may have a reason that they put it in the, but I don't think legally it informs anybody any more than the first part.
I agree.
Okay.
Do you want to put that up there? I think we should say in Colorado. Do we ever say in this state? In a question? Or just take that out? Take out in this state?
Yeah, I think you could just take it out.
Take it out.
And then maybe later where you talk about under the law, maybe you say under Colorado law.
Right.
To make, and then.
Yeah, and then get rid of.
The legal right. distinction.
Yeah, and then get rid of the, you know.
The remainder of the sentence.
Right, so now it reads an amendment to the Colorado Constitution declaring that a union of a same-sex couple or a union of an opposite-sex couple shall be valid and recognized as a marriage and shall be treated equally in all respects under Colorado law.
You could put, you could leave the concerning marriage if we want to, the sort of traditional language, or just do it this way.
Well, I think, you know, the usual format is because of the constitutional requirement that the single right. subject be stated in the title. I guess it's just the question of whether we think the statement regarding the measure itself is sufficient for a statement of single subject.
Well, I mean,
I think you can certainly say that the declaration is the subject, and this gets that across.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with, I think it's legally complies with the legal requirements either way. It's just sort of a matter of which one we think is preferable.
I'm fine either way.
Yeah, I am too. I'm always for less words, I guess. So.
And I'm trying to remember how we did it, honestly, when the section that's being amended, that would be amended here, was yeah. done. But that was, if I remember right, there were sort of dueling measures on the ballot, or proposals at least. And so I think, I don't think it's probably a very good model, because I think we had to be a little bit careful given the different measures that were going up, whereas I suppose that could happen this time. So maybe we just, if everybody's fine as is, then I say we leave it like that.
And then I think if there's any subsequent measures that are filed for a title, then we'll have to take that into consideration when we set the titles for those measures.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Anything further from the proponents? Any comment on what we've done.
Good.
Okay. All right.
Then I would move the title language as it appears on the board.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion passes. So the title and then the following. The question will be amended to reflect those changes. And that concludes our agenda for today. And again, any person who is not satisfied with the decision of the board has 7 days to file an exception, and then a rehearing would be held after that time. So we are adjourned.
Thank you.